Quickie Mysteries from the Case Files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call the Family Heirloom. Over coffee with an old friend of mine, he asked for my opinions on which family heirlooms he should donate to the local museum for tax incentives. In particular, he was wondering if he should donate a piece of parchment that he claimed was a math test taken by the Ludwig van Beethoven, one of the most widely recognized and admired composers in the history of Western music. This particular family heirloom was a graded math test, showing Beethoven's scant scribbles while correctly answering very difficult multiplication and long division questions. Although the document had been with my friend's family for generations, my friend wasn't much for hoarding physical possessions and was interested in sharing Beethoven's test paper with the world, in addition to writing the donation off for tax purposes. I looked my friend in the eye and told him to toss that family heirloom into the trash because it was an obvious fake. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the family heirloom, the document showed Beethoven successfully answered some very complicated multiplication and long division problems quite easily, with very little work scribbled on the test paper. But the thing is that Beethoven never knew how to multiply or divide because the school he attended didn't teach him how. In fact, a document exists that shows when Beethoven had to multiply 62 by 50, he wrote 62 down a line 50 times and added it all up. Good forgers know how to use authentic parchment to beat carbon dating tests, and letters of provenance have been skillfully counterfeited before. But that family heirloom was undoubtedly fake and not worth the paper it was written on. My friend followed my advice and was glad I helped him avoid the negative publicity he would have received had he donated such a forgery to the museum. And that was the case I call the family heirloom. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One snowy winter, one dead body, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the dead politician wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.